Welcome everybody, this is episode 2, podcast, Learn Tricks UK.
Hey!
Here we go now.
This is me, Chris Paste, and to my right...
It's Boyd Adams, and to my right...
San Andreas Met!
So, episode 2 boys, episode 2...
Episode 2, on iTunes now...
So that's the big one. That is the big one.
We've reached the top.
We've made it. We're famous. So we are now officially downloadable on the app on iTunes. So you can go to iTunes, you can go to podcasts, you can type in Lunatics UK, you can find us. And we've got 2 episodes now.
Well, we will have when this uploads.
Yeah. Next episode.
Yeah. So.
Dr. Dre, next episode.
Yeah. Sorry.
That was a beatboxing. If you're wondering what that was a beatbox.
You won't be wondering. You'll know exactly what it was. It was a beatbox. So let's talk about what this episode's going to be about. Med, tell us what this episode's going to be about.
This is going to be the route from CBT to freedom.
What is CBT?
Compulsory basic training.
What does that mean?
Well. Before we say what that means, there's a couple of ways into getting into biking, isn't there? And we want to...
Actually, Matt, I'm sorry, but you've written it down, and I messed that up. We should say thank yous first. We've got a few thank yous to say, haven't we?
Yeah, go on, you hit the thank yous up, then go for it.
A couple of thank yous.
All right, okay. So, first off, we would like to say thank you to Mark Turner. And his Twitter is at Blacktop Media. Blacktop Media. Basically, he has...
He's a good lad.
He's a good lad. He's been on it from the start. He's retweeted. He's favourited.
He's given us a bit of feedback and help. So.
Yeah, and good lad.
Thank you. Keep it up, mate.
Good lad. So, and also, thank you to iTunes for letting us on. And also, thank you to everybody who has tweeted, retweeted,
and followed.
It's good. I've got it on email alert, and every time it goes, and you'll hear it because you're following, yeah? And it'll go, you've got mail. And that means that we've got another follower, so thanks very much.
And if you listen to us and you are on Twitter, if you've got any feedback or you want us to talk about any particular topics, you want to hear our experience on the topics, let us know. We'll give you a shout out, and we'll put some podcasts together where you've got input on.
Absolutely anything. And if you want to hear your name on a podcast on iTunes, just tell us. Just tell us at the minute, because when we're like 500 podcasts in,
and we've got 100 plus now. We didn't have 100 plus at the start tonight.
100 plus Twitter.
One week.
And we've got 103 now. So thank you, guys. Keep it up. Tell your mates.
Thank you. Right, enough, yeah. Enough for all you thank yous.
Right, can I get on with what I was going on?
Sorry, man.
Enough for your thank yous. They love a bit of him. Right. we're talking about CBTs. But before that, I was going to do a little bit of an intro to how you get into it, because... Pardon?
Sorry.
Right, we'll explain that in a later podcast.
Sorry, I was on the love train then, and these two have fucking turned me off it. It's explicit, by the way. So the way I got into doing my CBT was that I've got mates who are bikers. Now, there's the two ways into biking, isn't there? Your mates go on, get a bike, mate.
Oh, I'm going to get a bike, you're not going to get a bike.
There's also what I call the pioneers who just do it off their own bike, bikes, like, mooching about, and they go, I want a bit of that, and they just do it off their own back.
Yeah.
So, I'll kick it off, the CBT, compulsory basic training.
So let's just put a scenario in, right? I am somebody who has no idea about how to get a license. I don't know anything, but I've seen you boys riding, and I think to myself, do you know what? I want a bike, mate. What do I now need to do now? What do I do now? I've got a bit of money. I've not got any idea at all. What do I need to do?
Yeah. And that's what today's podcast is going to be about.
Yeah.
For
someone who's got absolutely no idea, you see people riding around in the Power Ranger outfits, and they want to get a bike, and they just want a bit of it. So over to you then, T-Bag.
Right. Go on, T-Bag.
Right, so CBT again, third time. we're going to get past CBT, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to.
CBT is basically, once you've been riding for a couple of years, basically, is a one day of a bit of a gag, isn't it? It is, when you look back at it, is when you're actually there on your CBT, you're so nervous because you've never been on a bike before.
Nervous,
Well, you might have been on a couple of peewees and what, but it's the first time you're going to be actually going on the road legally. Mm. Where you've got your gear on. It's probably like borrowed Lent gear.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So what? So basically you you turn you're gonna have to book a CBT with a registered company who does motorcycle training, and your CBT is your very first, doesn't matter what age you are, it's your very first port of call to getting into biking,
whether it be mopeds, whether that be anything. You need your CBT, don't
two you? Wheels. You need to go on a CBT.
Also, to point out here now, your CBT expires, and you're only allowed to go, is it 125 on the CBT?
If you're over 17 years of age, 125. If you're under 17, 50cc.
Okay. Like I said, we're not the gospel here. We're just telling you our little anecdotes. So if you're looking to get into it, just type CBT into Google, and you'll be able to get all the info off there. We're just telling you our scenario. Yeah. So if you get anything wrong, just bear with us. We're not
tweet us, retweet us, and post us, and favour us, follow us.
Right, so your CBT is there. You turn up to this company on the day. You get on this bike that's alien to you.
Yeah,
and it's a decent bike, isn't it? But
you might never have even touched a motorbike in your life, and you turn up and you think, I just wanted to get into it. I've never touched a bike in my life. You turn up, there's a motorbike there that you've ordered with the company. And that's it, and you go.
I don't know about you guys, but when I turned up here, you got told to wear the attire that is going to be suitable for the day.
Yeah. So basically,
shorts and t-shirts.
Sometimes
don't do that.
Piss booing.
So I turned up in jeans, some steel toe cap boots, and a leather jacket. Not a bag, though, just a leather jacket. They provided helmet and gloves. I think that's standard.
Gear. It's interesting that actually, because
you may have your own gear. You
may know people, or you may not have a clue about anything. You might be doing this like MedSet on your own, and you might turn up to this thing, and you might just turn up in your casual attire because you haven't got a clue what you've got to turn up in. And all right, they might give you, you know, the sort of minimum like attire requirements that they specify, but really, if everyone has their own sort of like way of coming back to that now. You'd turn up in different stuff. You would turn up in proper gear.
But I think it's difficult because
it's a testing event, isn't it? You might not like.
Yeah.
Right. You may go, that's not for me. It's not for me. I like the idea of it.
I borrowed my stuff for the first one. Right, okay. I borrowed some boots, pretty shit boots, but albeit boots from Chris Pace.
They weren't shit.
They were well worn.
I think they had holes in the bottom.
Good
but anyway,
boots.
So I borrowed those boots. I wore jeans. And I think I bought myself a 70 quid jacket.
Just
so I could look apart. But you're not sure at that stage. You don't know what it's about.
Can I say as well, looking the part, you're going to have to remember that CBT is it a year when it runs out?
2 years.
It's two years right? So you're going to have people that are re-going back that have probably been riding for 2 years that are going back just because they want to redo the CBT so they can have a CBT. Don't be put off by people turning up in all the full gear because they've already been riding. There's different levels of experience on that CBT.
Yeah, it's a good point actually because you are going to turn up there. It's going to be a little bit like daunting. You're going to have people there that have ridden for a long time. You know, you might have people there that are taking you out that have ridden. For example, we're going to talk about it in a little bit, but I actually went on my dad's CBT with him. Now, I turned up, full leathers, you know, awesome helmet, great gloves, boots, on a super bike.
Awesome bike, yeah.
Awesome bike, awesome leathers. But people looked at me and thought, oh, Jesus, what is this all about? What cock? You've got your license. Piss off, mate. So you are going to turn up. You're going to be a little bit apprehensive.
Just don't put off. You just go with it with an open mind.
But the thing is, with the CBT, and this is really important to remember as well, there is no test. There's no like sort of grading.
Basically,
you've got mail. So that's another follow. Thank you. You're going to turn up, and what it means is that the day will comprise of getting there in the morning. They're going to talk to you. They're going to explain about what a motorcycle is, how you move a motorcycle. They're going to show you how to move it. They're going to show you all about the weight of a motorcycle.
How to turn the lights on, how to fill it up. You know, little things that you wouldn't remember unless you've been round bikes before.
Yeah.
And we've got down here. We'll move on now to the details of it. But we think as a reasonable guess. We all pay different prices, but we put a price down here of £130.
Yeah.
In the northwest, roughly. We expect that you should be paying. Yeah. But you'll go onto Google and you'll do a quick hit of you know, CBT in the local area. And
CBT training.
CBT training. There'll be a few in your area, and you just pick the one you like.
CBT training, which means compulsory basic training.
At this point, just like big shout out to Mike Williams.
Mike Williams.
In Bolton.
Yeah. We've not even followed him yet because we've not.
I've searched for him. I don't think he's on Twitter.
Right.
So right. If we did, we'll hit him up with a follow. Yeah. But Mike Williams in Bolton, good lad. He sorted us all. Is he not all out?
Yeah, he sorted us all out. And a funny story, actually, when I went to do my CBT, I went back to do my direct access. And after I came back from my test, there was, and you'll probably know this guy, Paddy McGuinness, the guy who hosts
Phoenix Nights.
Take me out.
But he was in Phoenix Nights, wasn't he? Bald announcer.
He was there, and he was doing his training and test with us. And I didn't even know who he was at the time, and I saw him, and if you think we've got strong accents, yeah. Listen to him. He is Bolton through and through, Cocker.
Do you know what, Boyd? We can get that YouTube video of that day because he's got it on a YouTube. We can put that. We can tweet that
right,
video.
Right.
So you can actually watch what that is. So listen, we're excited about it, we're talking about it. But your CBT, you turn up. You don't need any experience on a bike.
No.
You don't need anything at all. Okay. You can literally, not even a car license, absolutely nothing whatsoever. You pay your money, you turn up, you don't even have to have any gear. Absolutely nothing.
Well, you do, I think.
They will give you the requirements. They'll give you a helmet, they'll give you gloves, and they'll also require, they'll give you boots as well on the day. If you can turn up in shorts and a t-shirt, and they will give you the things that you require.
It, but you can do.
Yeah, you can, yeah. But like we say, we will go onto the gear as well.
Let's get into the meat of it then. So, like I said, you rock up. You've got all your gear on now. We've got past that point.
Yeah.
You have a look at the bike because you're standing around a bike, and the first thing you do is talk you through the bike.
Yeah.
So how to change the gear, where the clutch is, where the front brake is, how to check the brakes.
Yeah.
Lights, so that they give you the lowdown, so you can turn up there not knowing anything. And by the end of that first half an hour, you're going to know a little bit about a bike.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you're obviously going to be really interested about it anyway. So you're going to be really paying attention to it. By this point now, we're talking possibly about an hour in.
Mm-hmm.
They're then going to actually ask you, we're going to get on the bike.
But you're not going to go get on the bike on the motorway.
No, you're on a little
enclosure, aren't you?
Yeah, you're on an enclosure.
So like a car park.
So it's slow speed, it's walking pace.
Yeah.
You're getting used to the weights of it, turning in a small circle.
Yeah.
And it's just the basic training, as it says on the tin.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I first got there, and I didn't know, like, even though we talked last time, I'd ridden like this Peewee, I hadn't really got any experience. And they started me off about 5 metres from a wall. And I just had to move the bike.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know already, you've got your clutch on your left-hand side, your gears on your left foot. You pull the clutch in, it's one down, half up to neutral. And you just got to push it down and get your biting point like you would on your car while you're accelerating on the right. And you just go slowly. There's 5 metres, you wheel it back, you go 5 metres, you wheel it back so you can get used to the kind of movement of it. And they're the kind of things that you do first of all.
Because you haven't got a clue. I mean, it's all right, even if you've been driving.
It's quite hard, actually, at first.
I mean, even if you've been, it's the complete opposite of what you're used to in a car.
Yeah.
You might have been driving a car for, say, 20 years. You get on a bike and somebody says to you, right, your clutch is now on your left hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's, all right, my left hand. Like, and everything's changed around for you. But, I mean, going back to my CBT, it was a really funny moment because I was quite au fait with clutches and gears and stuff and everything. And the problem that I had was a lot of bad habits. So, like, I went in there and they were saying, right, listen, you need to slow down. It's all right that you understand how
I... Yeah, that rude voice. Well, it bloody really is.
But they said, they literally
don't
did.
Don't go on the CBT because they won't pass you.
No. Well, you can't fail. You can't fail the CBT.
They can say to you,
we think that you require another day of training, but they can't actually fail. You know, it's not a passable or failable course.
If we're wrong, tweet us.
I know I'm not wrong on this, but okay. You can tweet us.
Right, okay, so let's move on a little bit.
Sorry, yeah.
By the way,
Matt is the minute master tonight. He's the minute master. He's taking the notes.
Let's roll the ball on a little
bit. Let's go. So hold on. So can I say, you've done your CBT. Okay.
Full day of training, out and about. You will get out on main roads.
You've done your car park a little bit now.
We're going to go for that.
I had an earpiece.
Yeah.
So you have an earpiece inside your helmet, which is a bit strange. It's a bit alien to start off with because
a helmet's strange to you.
Yeah, because you're on your own. You've got no one. Like, you've not got someone sat next to you like you have on your driving lessons. Mm. You're on your own. You just got someone going right. Okay, keep here. Do this. Do that. So and you think I'm going on. I'm going onto the road. So what do you do? Stall it. and you got Brent turned back on. Stall again.
Yeah.
And you always get stuck behind the person who stalled about 15 times, don't you? And you're going, come on.
Yeah, which was my dad when I went on the CBT. I turned up for the CBT. I went with my dad. And my dad's never, he's well into his cars, not so much these days. But I said to him, listen, do your CBT. At the time it was 80 quid. I said, do your CBT, 80 quid, get out on a bike and just see if you like it. And I ended up turning up with him and doing the CBT with him, and I was the one that was stuck behind him for literally 5 minutes non-stop whilst he was stalling it about 15 times on this hill start. Everyone's waiting for him about 10 metres up the road.
Can I just say as well, if you do that, don't worry, because people do that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, he's just...
They're not going to say to you, you failed because you stalled 15 times. They might laugh at you.
Yeah. They might not.
I did.
Yeah.
I laughed at him.
So you get out on the road, so we're on the road.
So you are, you're on the road now.
They'll take on a bit when you go up to like 30, 40.
Starts to ease into it, don't
it's
you?
Mad.
It starts to become really fun.
It's mad at this point.
I remember in my helmet going, I'm on a bike! Yeah, literally, going mental inside this helmet.
Yeah. You've never been on a motorbike like that before.
I went from like utter... and like up to joy to a bit of like, oh no, because I got stuck at a red light and like these boys went
and they've gone.
Oh no.
Yeah, and it's funny did that happen to you? You're on your own. You're actually on your own in your CBT.
No, I normally lost them.
Yeah. It was waiting.
It does happen.
A couple of stories later on about mooching off on tests and on CBTs. I've got a couple of anecdote stories later on. So
yeah.
Keep tuned in. So, like I say, you're on the road, you do a bit, don't you? You go through a bit of hill starts, you'll go like braking, front and back braking, slow speed cuts and curls, dragging your rear brake as you go around the corner, just to keep you steady. And it lasts a day, doesn't it?
Yeah, full day.
9 o'clock in the morning till 4 or 5 o'clock at night.
And you wouldn't believe the difference by the time you come back.
Well, actually, it's incredible because if you've never ridden a bike, even if you've never actually sat on a bike before, pretty much, if you listen and you're really interested and you really want to do it, by the end of that day, you are now ready to go on the road. They will actually say to you, we're comfortable with you being on the road. There's your CBT. Off you go. And that then means that if you're, let's just go for the situation that I was in. I was 16. I did my CBT. I already had an RS50 waiting for me. I did my CBT and they said to me, there you go. Thanks very much. There's your certificate, and that certificate basically said to the law, that I was legal to go on the road with insurance
and an
MOT.
It's 2 years. I got my actual CBT certificate.
Med's actually
in
got
my
a CBT.
Hand.
I think he's tweeted the picture as
I tweeted the picture of all my little.
So listen.
CBT to death, I think.
Yeah, we have. But it is very important because
you've got to cover it.
The thing that you can also think about here as well is that if you're a little bit worried now, say for instance you're a little bit of like an older person, whatever, like my dad, and you take your CBT, you don't have to actually take a motorbike test. You don't physically have to take a written test or anything like that. No grading.
No.
And you can have, if you're over 17, a 125cc, if you're under 17, a 50cc, on the road for 2 years. And then you can do that £80 again, and you'll be on the road again for another 2 years.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing, because a 125, let's face it, I mean, I've had crosses and stuff, a 125 is a pretty quick bike for a road bike. You wouldn't
believe some of the 125s. We were at the Rocket Centre, followers at the Rocket Centre. We were at the Rocket Centre, which is a massive
Blackburn
motorcycle showroom. They've got kit and everything in Blackburn.
Yeah.
And we got on some of these 125s. In fact, it was a 50, wasn't it?
It was a 50, RS50 Aprilia.
You just wouldn't believe how beautiful looking they are. Yeah. And, you know, what awesome bikes you can get for that kind of...
Don't get me wrong, they're a lot of money. Like, if you've got money to sort of put into this... Yeah, he's going to tweet a picture now, but, I mean, you know, if you're into bikes, you probably looked at this sort of thing. Yeah. But, I mean, they are a lot of money brand new. But let me tell you, when I was 16, I got a second-hand one, and I couldn't believe... When I did my CBT and I got out there on my 50cc RS, I couldn't believe what I was riding. I had this motorbike, but it looked like a superbike.
Yeah.
And I was riding it on the road, and I was thinking to myself, oh my God, I've not taken a test. I've not done anything. I basically had one day training, my CBT. They've said I'm okay, and that's it. I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm
off gone. You go.
So let's just take it a bit further. So let's just say that you're not 16. Let's say you're 17. All right. And I've done my CBT. Mm-hmm. All right. But I'm not really interested. I want to take my test. I want to go for the proper, you know, the full shebang, right? So what's the next step? Because I'll tell you now, my experience was that I took my test quite a bit before these boys.
Yeah, and we're going to our stories now, but obviously things might have changed since you've done it. It has definitely changed since you've done it to when I did it, but then it may have changed again. I mean, when you did it, there was no, it was what's called direct access. Now is that but now is a step. If you're 17, to what age you can only go for a restricted bike? And then you have to do your accelerated access then into direct access.
Can I just say as well at this point, this all may sound a little bit like, not confused, but it may sound quite sort of, it may sound quite confusing to be honest. It may. So what we'll do is we will post
a flow chart and
a chart which is really simple to look at. It'll tell you your age bracket. It'll tell you sort of right what I need to do, where I need to go. And you can follow that quite easily, can't you? You can follow that, and it will get you to your test. It will get you on your road. And Med's actually tweeted CBT to freedom.
Yeah.
And it will take you to that point. But sorry, so if we look at it now, Med is somebody that's very, very new and to motorcycling on the road. And he has gone through, literally, I think, the newest sort of incarnation of the
test. Is there any additions to what you did, Med?
I don't think there's been any additions. There may be modifications of what's actually in there.
Because we all did different. Stages. I think I had a hazard perception. Oh no, Pace had a hazard perception. I think me and Pace did the same, and then he introduced additional elements when you go further after your CBT. Once you've done that, and you're looking to get your direct access,
we'll go back and talk about like little stories of ours now. But the way into it is once you do your CBT, is within 2 years you have to do your direct access.
Yeah.
What the components of that are, your theory. So
you actually have to...
Your theory questions.
So you're actually sitting inside a classroom at this point. Yeah, a booth, yeah.
And then you do your theory, and you pass or fail that. That is a pass or fail.
And that's 40 questions, and you have to answer correctly.
Yeah,
I think it's 35.
Yeah, very similar to your driving test, but obviously there's a few more.
Yeah, and just to blow my own trumpet a little bit I've had to do my theory test twice, once for my car, one for my motorbike, and
same here.
I got 35 out of 35 in both.
Is that 40?
It wasn't.
He failed.
What I recommend if you've not done it for your car test is pick up a book that's got all the different questions you can have.
You can get an app for that now. There's an app for that.
Or an app.
There's an app.
And literally read through it once. The questions repeat themselves. By the time you've read through it, you've got to literally read every question. By the time you're through it, you'll pass it. Yeah. No chance of failing.
I mean,
that.
the other thing to just state here is that let's be honest about it. The highway code, we've said this quite a few times. If this is a difficult one, but if you do follow the highway code 100%, okay, you're going to minimise your risks of being involved in an altercation, an accident, or something like that, dramatically. Now, I'm not saying that you might be the best rider in the world. You might be like, you know, following it to the absolute nth degree. And you're right. Someone might come in and they might knock you over. Right? That's not your fault, and that's not something that you can deal with. But if you're going 30 in a 30 and somebody hits you, well, let's face it. You're doing 30 mph. You've got a much better chance of surviving that accident than you would be doing 50 mph in a 30. We're not stupid. We all know that.
I
think the point is that if you are going to go in and do your theory exam, you know, go through it. Look at everything.
Yeah.
You know, learn everything. It's worth knowing anyway.
You don't
it's
want
worth
to be scraping
knowing.
It. It's good knowledge to have the signs that you never come across, but you know, you've got to learn. But
it is worth
you might
knowing.
Come across one day. Yeah.
It sounds a bit silly saying that, but I mean, when say, you know, if you've done your car test and you're going in for something like this and you think to yourself, I already know all this sort of stuff. Let me tell you, bikers who are listening to this, you already know. But my God, it is worth just going through it again and sort of recapping on the things that you've forgotten. I mean, if I said to you, what's the stopping distance to 70 mile an hour?
I would say no idea.
I would say no idea. I think it's 315 feet. Seriously, I think it's
he says 50. He says 315.
My
brakes are so there
I'm
you go.
Go for 170.
So I'm pretty sure it's 315. So if you look at that, yeah, there's three people here that we haven't got a clue. I'm not going to say I know, but we haven't got a clue about it. But that's a prime example. That's a really important fact about what you need to know about your theory. And so all I'm saying is you know, if you're going in for it, learn it. Simple as that. Don't just look at it and say, right, I know it, bosh, I've done it. Actually think about it, do it, and then what's next?
Right, so your theory is two parts again, isn't it? So you've got your theory, and then what's... Now, to what follows, can you settle a little bit of an argument here? Is it the hazard awareness, or is it the hazard perception?
I'm saying it's hazard perception.
I'm saying it's hazard perception.
Well, who said awareness before then? Because I think it's perception as
well. Where's hazard? Well, where's hazard awareness? No, it was hazard awareness. It was hazard awareness, and then they
hazard
said...
Hazard awareness and perception.
Then this, yeah, because then they said awareness is a little bit... Oh, God, you have to be aware. So now it's you have to perceive hazards that are coming.
Perceive and be aware.
I think it's hazard perception.
Regardless.
So basically, this is like a little touchscreen exercise where you've got different scenarios. You're a POV. All the good lads will know what that means.
Point of view.
It's the point of view. You're the rider's point
gaming
of view.
Gaming that was, wasn't it? You were talking about gaming.
And, well. Is that what they call it? So, right, anyway, stop distracting me.
Sorry, man.
Your point of view, and you're taking down different scenarios, whether that be country roads, whether that be town riding.
Yeah.
And different things will happen at different points, so like car doors opening, balls coming across the road, people carrying stuff, wet patches on the floor, and you've got to perceive those hazards, and you've got to tap them on the screen.
Yeah.
Now, if you like me,
it's awful.
If you like me,
it's
a bit trigger happy. Well, it wasn't trigger happy. I got pissed off with it in the actual test.
Everything's a hazard.
Because I tapped it, and I was tapping hazards. Anyway, you've tapped too many times, zero.
How can you tap too many times
if
you're a biker?
Ridiculous.
That's what I thought when I took it.
Ridiculous. Well, still passed it anyway. So.
Yeah. But I mean, I thought that you're looking at like hazards on the screen. Listen, a parked car on the left-hand side of the road as you're driving down the road is a hazard.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure that nobody's going to open the door on you.
Yeah.
That's a hazard.
To get through that, you can get the DVDs and just watch them.
You'll know it.
Yeah.
So we've gone. We've done another follower. We've gone. We've done our CBT. We've now done our our theory.
So theories took cost about £31.
£31. I think it's £31 government set. So that's what
it
is.
You're looking roughly 150 to 160 quid for your CBT
at that point.
Theory.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So what do you do now? You've done your CBT. You've done your theory. You're now ready to
take
your next
step. Before you can actually book your what is now a module one and module two,
right?
Two parts of the test which you haven't done.
No.
You have to have done your theory.
You book those separately, do you?
I still got a license.
And you do them all on
one day.
You book
2 days, but if you fail the first part, then you automatically cancel the second part. You just have to rebook your first part.
Right.
An extra cost.
Right. You see, we never
money making.
Yeah, absolutely money making.
Yeah.
I never had to do that. And Matt's going to talk you through the different module one, and we'll talk about the module two. But prior to your test, if you've gone for direct access with someone like we use, like Mike Williams, they'll take you out on day's training like you would for your car license.
Well, it's funny though you say that, because it is like they take you out on your car, but it's so different, isn't it? It's like you're almost, if you've never been into biking and you're thinking about doing it, you've done your CBT, blah blah, and they take you out on this, you're almost starting to understand what this sort of like brotherhood's all about, aren't you?
Yeah, they're all good lads.
Yeah,
they're all good lads.
You have bacon butty in the morning. They're talking to you about stuff that's going on. Yeah, and you're almost thinking, is this a test or is this like actual just a bit of fun here or what? Like, it's mental, isn't it?
Sorry, Twitter account's going mental.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
We've got another follower.
Keep watching. Keep listening. Not even started on the YouTube yet.
Right. Okay. So
get excited.
I'll talk you through. Module one. Module one is basically now.
Basically.
You've infected me, Paisa.
No, sorry, it's my fault. Right, okay. I started episode one. You might have remembered me saying basically.
The test centers now have evolved into an enclosed, basically an enclosed car park. Basically.
See, that's mental, because when I took mine a long time ago now, it was almost like it was a bit of like a ragtag gag that was just like put together, and like you did it, yeah. And they sort of said, yeah, all right, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I think now they've sort of realised, do you know what, like, prices are high on fuel, so people are getting involved in bikes a lot more. We need to sort this out a bit more.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Sorry, Med, go on.
Right, basically. Right. Module one. She's turned up at this, it's a DVLA test centre.
Yeah.
Dublin. And there's a few other bikers knocking around, so... This is when the nerves kick in a bit, because
people...
You're doing your test environment.
You're with your instructor, because before you do...
Enjoy it.
But, so we go back. Sorry, I've got ahead of myself. Rewind. You're going to pay around £600. £600 will get you a couple of days' lessons.
Yeah.
And then you'll go for your module one.
Ooh, that's steep. Is that what it is these
days? Well, hold on a minute. And it's funny you say that, Boyd. It is steep, yeah.
Compared to what I paid, I mean.
But think about that, right? So somebody says to you...
You're not paying insurance, you're not paying for a bike, you're not paying for petty, you've got your gear.
How much would it be for a car?
The reason I said that is, and thinking about it, it was 7 years ago when I did mine. I paid £390, but that was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But obviously you've got additional modules now, and that's why we were saying about...
Well, the rate of inflation is 2.5%.
Sorry, I've got to do that. Set by the NPC. No, but I think what I was going to say is about that is that you can sort of say to yourself, right, I'm going to get into driving a car, not got a car licence. The nightmare of sort of booking tests, booking lessons, that isn't what the crack is here. What we're saying is that you can go to a test centre, you can go to a training centre, you can book ready for your test. It can be a 2 to 3 day course.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's not like 50 lessons. These people...
Yeah, 2 days that I did. Yeah, 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, and they're going to get you ready for your test. You're going to go in for your test.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Yeah. You're ready to do it. So, Med, you're in the test centre now, all right? You're going to do your module one. Now, take it now. I actually don't know myself now. I don't even know what module one is.
Have you seen the lockups where they have them?
No,
have
I
seen
haven't.
One?
No, I've never right, seen okay. it. Well, I don't know what it is.
I did mine.
I don't even know what module one is.
I did mine in Blackburn.
Right.
Right, okay. They're all the same. They've all got the same road markings on there. They've got the same cones set up, because the cones are important.
So this is actually a structured place.
Yes.
That's like a road sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a compound.
Yeah.
It encompasses... So I'll take you in, right. You stand at the gate. You've got your bike on your stand. You're off your bike.
You're now in a test situation, So the instructor's with you now. Right.
So you leave your examiner. Instructor, your examiner.
Right.
You go up and you confirm your name, date of birth, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you sign your piece of paper. You then have to wheel as in plunging.
You have to wheel your bike.
Don't wheel it, because that is a dangerous fault.
That is a straight high five.
Serious fault, you're gone. Right, so you push your bike into a designated slot.
Right.
And that is the far end of the car, the part of the allotment type thing. So you freewheel it in,
mm-hmm.
and you put it back on the stand. The examiner will then give instruction on what to do next. What to do next is, you then have to, you've gone in front way, so your bike is literally up against, facing a fence.
Right.
So you then have to put the bike off its stand and wheel it backwards in a curve.
Right.
And you've got one shot at it in a curve
right.
to get it into another set of cones, so it's facing forward.
Right.
So basically a half moon and you're into your forward facing.
Right, okay.
Your examiner will then say, right, okay, mount your cycle and turn the engine on and wait for my instruction. Right. So obviously on your bike, you check it, and this is blind spots, all the gagging manoeuvres you do, your looks, everything you've been taught.
Yeah.
Get on the bike, let me tell you, your heart's going out the clappers.
Yeah. You're in a situation. Of course. It's great, though. It's great.
Yeah.
Right. So you're on your bike, your stand's off, your engine's going, and it'll go, right, okay. Click it into gear, and I want you to come out. So you head off for about 5 metres or so, and then you've got seven cones set up. And then these are a certain colour cones, and then there's two a little bit further on, which are in a different colour again. What you have to do is at slow speed, zig and zag in and out of this first seven cones. And when you get to the end, you then have to do two figure of eights in a certain area without putting any feet down whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it?
And that is at slow speed, and it's tricky. If you really
that's all, clutch control and braking. That's what that is. You've got to know that sort of stuff. But let me tell you, when you do your CBT as well, it's amazing how quickly you pick that up. And especially if you've got a cycle to go on after that, you pick that. I mean, you get your clutch control, you get your biting points so quickly.
Yeah,
because I don't know.
You feather the back brake with that as well. That helps you massively. Like, you wouldn't normally do that, really. You see, in your day to day riding, I very rarely go along and try and control my speed on my throttle and feathering my back brake at low speeds.
You know, when you're moving the car park, a tight space, you'll do it a bit.
You might do.
Let's keep it strictly to the test
Let's take it as red. You've done your zigzag. You've done your figure of eight. Your instructor now will tell you to put it into neutral. Keep your bike running. And then they'll explain what you've got to do next. Now, this is the fun part of the module one.
Right.
Because this is what is you have to get up to.
Let me tell you as well, you actually... did you do this?
No.
Right, because I didn't do this as well. So this is something that I haven't heard or anything. So I'm quite, I'm quite interested in this.
Right, what happens next is you've got two parts of the next piece of the test. You've got your avoidance and you've got your emergency stop. Both have to be done above a set speed, so you can't just tootle around and go, emergency stop when you're doing like 2 mile an hour. And I'm just going to get my actual pass certificate.
He's got his pass certificate
with me, and I'm going to read here.
He has actually passed.
So avoidance and emergency stop
is failed.
Number nine. Speed requirement: if you do not achieve the minimum of around 50 kilometers an hour, 32 miles an hour, both avoidance and emergency stop exercises,
then go on.
You'll have to complete the exercise again. You have been given two attempts to achieve a minimum speed, and if you don't attempt, then
you get attempts. Oh, really?
Two each, but you have to hit.
Yeah,
so
I didn't know that.
So what happens is you set off,
right? Okay.
And at the end of the car park, there is a big banking turn. So you've got to get your speed up, get into gear, and come out the banking turn. And you put the power on. You go through the speed trap, and then it'll told you what you're doing first: your avoidance or your emergency stop. Your avoidance is cone set up in a swerve. You have to go through there and then stop. He'll then look at your speedo that he's got in his hand, digital speedo, and go, right, okay, you've not done it. So first time I didn't hit the speed, so I had to go again. And this is when the adrenaline kicks in, because now,
you've got to chill out. You've got to chill out.
Yeah, you know now.
But you've got to hit that speed.
You're on your last attempt. So do you give it beans to hit it and have a chance of messing, cocking the swerve up?
Yeah.
Or, like, so you've got to control yourself here.
Mm.
So,
let's
have a look, because I've actually got
like
the speed.
I'd actually quite like to do it now.
I would love to do it now.
I think we can't. Right, so.
For free.
Right, I'm going to get a little test here. On my avoidance, what speed did I hit in kilometres? Remember, the target is.
Kilometres? On metric?
It's to put down in kilometres, so I can't.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So, the target is 50 kilometres an hour. What did I hit on my avoidance?
53.
Close.
56. 55. Sorry, 55.
Right. Second attempt.
I was closest then. So.
Hey.
What? Well done. It's not a competition. Right.
But it is.
So again.
We could have set that as
you, so you basically got swerving in between two cones or two or three cones. You got double movement it, and then it'll tell you.
Can I say?
Yeah.
If you sort of say you put the brake on a little bit too hard, your back brake, and it locks up, say.
That's a serious, and you.
That's a serious. You fail at that point.
You fail on that.
Really? All right, that's fair enough. So if you actually do skid at any point and they can see that, that's a fail.
You're out of control.
You're out of control of the bike. Well, they did you're out of control.
Yeah, but
of the bike.
I'd be just having a bit of fun.
You're out of control.
You're out of control. You fail.
Yeah, you fail. Right. See ya. Right, next one is emergency stop. So as it is in a car, you're on the enclosure, so you have a box where you need to stop, and it's a certain length. And all I can describe it as well, in like a 4x100 meter relay, you have a length of box where you have to pass the bat over. You have a length of box where you enter it, the instructor will then raise his hand. So
there's a range.
When you have to stop.
Yeah.
Again, you can't lock up. It's again, so it's front brake,
first, back
brake.
I was good at the 4x100.
And stop.
That was quick.
He's good at losing it for us.
Right, okay, competition. What was the speed I hit on the... This is the second one, so I'm going to give you a bit of a clue.
Right.
I've got used to the speeder now. So
I'll probably get this right again.
Go on. I'll probably get close this time. No, you go first this time.
Give me the ranges again.
I have to hit above 50 kilometres an hour and hit 55 on my avoidance.
All right. 52.
53.
I said I've just got better at you dickheads. I'm flying by this time. I've done 61 kilometres an hour on this one.
You're getting a little bit cocky now, man. Well, you're getting a bit cocky.
There's no cockiness. Right.
Is there any way that we can actually resubmit these for further analysis? So if we send these back and say, can you just have a little look at these? Maybe you didn't.
It's
funny to say that because a little anecdote story now. As we're walking to the bike, before we started the year test, he dropped the speedo.
Recalibration.
He dropped it and he picked it up and went, yeah, it's all right.
Fucking hell, come on.
I didn't think I did 61, but...
No, if you got caught speeding, recalibrate, please.
Anyway, so once you've done the emergency stop, again, that's the last bit of the test.
Right.
So he will then say, right, okay, first gear, take it to the gate, park it in a bay. He'll then come over and he'll do the... I'm glad to tell you. You passed.
It's horrible, that bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember when he did it to me and I said, I'm sorry to tell you, you failed.
He'll give you a bit of a debrief on it, what you need to concentrate on. For me, it was my slow speed because I was a little bit wobbler on the slow speed. But that is it in a nutshell.
So
I'm out of a nutshell.
Right.
And I did that on the 23rd. Now, I did my practical on the 26th. So 3 days later,
right.
I was doing my on-the-road test. Now this...
So this is no time at all. You've done your module one.
Yeah, yeah.
Bang, 3 days later, you're doing module two. So you pass module one, you're straight into it.
Minute test, yeah. Right. So minute test scenario. So again, you're at the same test centre,
yeah.
But obviously you're not going to the enclosure, you're going out on the road.
Right, okay.
And there's you don't have to do any emergency stop, you've already done that self. They just want to see you on the road it was up to an hour riding on the road.
That'll be similar to the test that we did.
Yeah. They want to see you going up to national speed limit, they'll want to see you taking up a roundabout, so they'll take you on there. Now,
yeah.
I was expecting a guy on a bike. What I got was a scouser in a car with my instructor following me.
Right, so you actually didn't have somebody on a bike following you?
No, I had someone in a car.
You had in a car. See, that is massively different to me.
Yeah, well, at one stage, I fucked off. Yeah. And he's gone, yeah, I made you slow down miles away from you. So I had to pull in. Thinking,
I'm not speeding.
Yeah. So it's one of them. So the first chance I had to get up to national speed limit, there was no chance because I was blocked in. There was cars everywhere.
So hold on a minute. Slow it down. So... You've got on your bike now, yeah?
Yeah,
you're in module two. So
he's telling
so
you.
So he tells
to
you
go.
Now, he says, right, we're going to
take
go
a
out of the
roundabout, yeah.
Right, okay, so we go out of here, we're going
to
turn left.
You're just riding for an hour.
Right,
you
okay.
need to be like fully aware of your situations. You're just riding. You are riding for
right.
an hour.
And you're ready for this because you've had
you've
training.
Had lessons, you've had CBT.
Right.
You're
ready for that.
Yeah,
right, okay.
You're on it.
Right.
So yeah, and the main points of it, yeah, you've got to get up to speed.
Yeah.
And you get a couple of occasions where they'll take you on to do it. So... The first one was a no-go, so we finished it at national speed limit and came on, did another couple of roundabouts, and we got onto another one, and I knew it was coming. And as it's an exit slip road for a motorway onto a national speed limit, so I'm coming off a roundabout, isn't it? And a slip road, but it's a feeder road, it's onto the road.
Feeder.
And there's an ice cream van coming off.
Hazard!
I'm tapping the screen.
There's no screen.
I look to go, and as I'm looking to down gear and go, I hear this in my microphone, just fucking go!
So that's the 99.
This guy in the car behind me is telling me to go because he needs to see me. Because he must think, oh, this guy's mint at riding.
You've already passed.
Yeah, so that's when I hit national speed limit. He got stuck behind the ice cream van. And then that's when I took the roundabout, did one, and I had to pull over a bit down the road.
What are you waiting for? I've already passed.
Separated here. Then you do it. You basically just go back to the go back to the test centre, and he'll tell you pass the phone.
Look. Right. See that was moons away from what I did, and I don't want to sort of harp on what I did because it's sort of irrelevant now.
Yeah,
you're old fashioned. Sure.
Yeah, I mean I'm a fossil now. Fossil. But I mean, literally, when I did mine, I did my theory, passed that with flying colours, and then once I did that, I literally did a practical, which was very similar to that, but. I actually had a guy with me, he was on a CBR style, Fireblade, old school Tiger Print, and when I did it, I had the earphone, I had the speakers in my ear, and we did this test, and like, it didn't even feel like a test, he was just saying like, right, turn left here, Yeah, all right, mate, turn right here.
Yeah, so mine was I did all these like things, that.
Like, and
yeah.
I just sort of felt like, bloody hell, like, is this it?
Yeah. And I think on that note, regardless of whether it's the new test or the old test, you know, we'll move on and talk about some tips for passing the test. And, you know, you get to that stage. I take it they told you at that stage afterwards you passed
failed.
That one, didn't
I
you?
I mean, I passed, yeah.
When I did my first one, I turned up in, like, some jeans. I don't even think I had boots on. And just the attitude towards me from the guy was like, you know, he'd already made his mind up. And it was Chris, it was Chris Pace that told me the next time I went back, he said, you need to wear your full leathers, mate.
Did you fail this time?
Yeah, yeah. I failed. It was bullshit. It was absolute bullshit. I'm not going to go into the reason why, but it was bullshit.
It was bullshit.
And so I went back the next time and I went in my full Power Ranger ninja suit, all in one, fully suited and booted.
You were the pink Power Ranger, weren't you?
Yeah, I was the red Power Ranger.
My leathers, by the way, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were your leathers, yeah. I think I still owe you money for that.
You do, actually.
I don't. I paid him £30, well overpriced. And his attitude, it was a different guy, but the attitude was completely different. He ended up taking me on the same route, so I knew it inside and out.
Yeah.
And I whipped it.
That is actually a really good point, that.
But yeah, it is.
Yeah. No, it is. No, but it is. I mean, If this isn't a car test, this isn't like going sitting in a car taking a test like that, you know, everybody can go and do a motorbike test. But at the end of the day, I think that unless you're doing a courier sort of situation, you have to do it, you're going to take this for a pleasure situation. So if you're going to go and do your motorbike test, you know, listen, we're going to talk about gear next time, I think, aren't we? We're going to talk about gear.
Yeah, we're going to go fully in, fully balls deep. Yeah.
But I think that, you know, but I think that, you know, you need to be sort of aware that if you're going to take your test, you know, have a read about it. Have a read about the stuff that you might need to wear and stuff. Don't be a fool going into it. Know that, you know, if you're going to come off a motorcycle at 70 mile an hour, it's going to take 2 to 3 seconds to burn through a good quality leather. So if that's the case, we'll turn up to your test in a good quality leather. You know, you're going to take your test. If you're going to go for your test, you want to pass it. So if that's
so
the case,
you're going to have to get some gear. Yeah. So just go with that mindset.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're lucky enough to be able to have gone and got your stuff first, we'll talk about this next week. You know, you've got great leathers or whatever. Good for you. If you haven't, if you have to borrow, that's worst case scenario. If you have got some, or if you're lending some, whatever. Make sure you have got summer that you can turn up in, that someone can look at you and go, right, first of all, this guy or this girl is ready to turn up. You know, they've actually thought about this. Yeah, there are dangers involved. I'm not talking about, you know, oh, there's cars on the road. The dangers are involved in just, there might be a bit of gravel on the road. You might come off and it's not your fault at all. There's, you know, we've all been in situations where there's a bit of gravel, you could come off.
Hazard awareness, hazard perception.
So yeah, you could come off. You've got to make sure that you've got the right sort of gear. Go ready for the occasion. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. If you do that, they're going to look at you in a different light straight away. It's as simple as that.
Right, all the gear, no idea. Let's move on from there.
Yeah, you're right.
Because that's going to be a next topic.
What's the next thing, Minute Master?
See, for me, it's you've passed your test. You have now passed your test.
You've passed your test.
You're free to ride.
Oh, my God.
Freedom. Freedom!
Oh, my God.
Freedom! So what happened to me was my instructor then turned to me. I was about to set off.
You passed your test, but you're still at the centre.
Yeah, you're still at the centre, but because you've ridden to the centre
exactly.
With the instructor.
Yeah.
So I put my earpiece on.
What bike were you on when you passed your test? Do you remember what it was?
No, I can't remember what it was. It was a banger, mate. I think it was. It was a 400. I remember that.
Right.
I don't remember what it was. But about to put my earpiece on, like I've only ever ridden with an earpiece in.
Yeah.
He turned to me and said, you don't need that. You passed now. I'll have that.
See ya.
we're gonna ride back to where his lockup was,
and it's instantly relaxed, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what different.
He said to me,
right,
"Do your own ride, but I'll still be with you, but just ride home."
So, yeah,
ride home.
And that is crazy. I mean, I've got a story about that, but you must have one as well, boy.
About when you go
as soon as you've passed.
Yeah, well,
you've got to ride back now.
Well, it's funny because you're not riding your bike. And, no. You know, when we talk about our experiences on our bikes when you're first riding, you know, it's different because it's your bike. Mm. And there's normally a bit of a gap between that. But it was just nice to be riding without that thing in the back of your mind that you passed. They've said you're good enough, and you know, off you go, and then the world is your oyster.
I mean, you sort of get that when you pass your car test. I mean, my dad taught me to drive, so it was a nightmare. It was constantly going on a bit. You know, fair play to him. He got me through my test, but it was just constantly in my head. But when I did my bike test, because nobody in the family was interested whatsoever about bikes, so it was something that I did on my own. And like, I passed that test, and I remember the guy saying to me, "Right, okay, Chris, you're on your own now, mate." And it was a similar situation to Med. I took the earpiece out, and the most ridiculous thing happened on mine was that the guy that had taught me, that had sort of mentored me through this whole situation of passing my test, popped a wheelie at about 60 miles an hour.
Get out.
I'm telling you, mate.
Get out.
I told you this before.
No. Sure,
popped a wheelie past me. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, honestly.
The instructor?
Yeah, not the test guy.
Not the
instructor.
Instructor.
Went past me at about 60 miles an hour on one wheel.
No!
I'm telling you!
I'm telling you! That's like, a driving instructor, like a car driving instructor going, "You've passed," and then taking it to Tesco car park and doing burnouts and bloody ambulance with you.
I know, but it was, this is what I'm trying to say, this was like, it was sort of a little bit of a different time. It was, there wasn't that sort of, there wasn't two parts, there was a test. There was two parts. There wasn't two parts of the practical. There was a theory, and then the theory was almost sort of like somebody else controlled it. And then when you get to your practical, you were sort of in that fraternity. You were on the edge. You're on the cusp of being either a rider or you know, you're gonna have to try again. And as soon as I became a rider, it was almost they sort of threw the learner plates away. There were no learner plates, and I just never forget it. And I remember being on a 60 mile an hour road and going, "Oh my God, this is ridiculous." And I'm not condoning doing wheelies.
Yeah, some of you may not agree with it. Some of you may have different opinions.
And I'm not condoning doing it. But the thing was when I saw all this happening, I thought, bloody hell, like, I'm on my own now. Like, I've passed my test, and believe me, I have no idea what I'm doing. At all. I've absolutely not. I've got a bit of experience. Yeah, but I've got a bit of experience doing motocross and stuff, and a bit of 1 year of 50cc motor experience. Let me tell you, as soon as you get on a bigger bike than that, you've got no idea. You've got no experience whatsoever.
Bigger bike.
And to see this to see it all going on in one split second, and I thought to myself, I've passed. I can't believe it. I passed. Like,
such a good feeling.
Just opened up to me. It was mad.
That's a great feeling. Yeah, so I think that wraps us up, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you've gone from CBT to freedom there. Yeah.
So
what I just wanted to say was, right, that we have been talking about it all, but I did actually manage to pull up, this is terrible now.
Yeah, so what he's looking at it on here is the actual route that you get from going from your CBT and then the pathways that you follow. So essentially you're going through, like we said at the beginning, your CBT, and then once you've done that, the different routes that you can take. So your CBT, your theory test.
Yeah. So, I mean, sorry to butt in, but like, it is quite complicated if you just listen to it all, but we will post.
I think the only complication is the age. You've got age brackets.
You're right, yeah.
Because if you're 21 or plus, you've got your CBT, theory, direct access for 500cc plus.
Practical test.
Practical, and then you can go into any bike. So mine wasn't 400, mine was a 600, sorry.
Any bike. Before. There's no restrictions whatsoever. So just to go through that, 21 plus, you take your CBT, which is the 80 quid to 130 quid, depending on where you are in the country. You take a theory test, which is pretty much standard and it's set. You take your direct access if you're 21 plus years of age. Okay, so that's 500cc plus. All right. You then take your practical test as well. So this is like your module one, your module two section, in it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
At that point. And if you pass that, that's it.
You're done.
You are out there.
You're good to go.
If you're 16, right, and you're listening to this, guys, then take your CBT, and that will allow you 2 years
to get to 17.
Yeah, and you can still use that CBT when you get to the age of 17.
To get you to theory.
And you can go straight to your theory. If you're not, and you say you're 17 to the age of 21, you can take your CBT, which is a day course, we've been through that. You can do your theory test inside a classroom. You can then go and do your practical test, which is your module one, your module two, and then you've passed. And you can go and get a bike. You are restricted to that point to 33 brake horsepower. I think it is 33
yeah,
brake horsepower.
Yeah, I recall it being 33.
And I do think that it's for 2 years that you've got that restriction. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
So you're 21?
No, I don't think it is. I think that if you... No. And we're looking at a screen here. But I think what the situation is that if you're 20 and you take your... I think it's called the A2 license, which is what I took, right? So if you're 20 and you take this test, I still think you have to do 2 years of probation because you've done that specific test. Now, if you're 21... It's one of those things. It's ranges. They have to put timescales ranges on things. I could be wrong here. I could be completely wrong.
Right. What we're saying, just do your own research. The guys will tell you.
Yeah, have a look at it. We're going to put it on. We're going to put it on.
Just go book your CBT now. Get your theory done.
Do it.
Get your direct access done. Pass your test. And then tweet us, Lunatrix UK.
Yeah.
Come for a ride.
Yeah, and if you're in the northwest,
all right. Tweet us.
If you're in the northwest, tweet us. Come and meet us.
Yeah,
tweet us. Come and meet us.
So, guys, just to sort of like bring this to an end, right? We've gone through the CBT, we've gone through the licenses. You now sort of you're at the stage where we all are now. We're on the road. We're all bikers, and we're loving the experience and what have you. And now you've got the situation where you're going to have to start thinking about your own gear and you're going to have to start thinking about what sort of bike you want to buy. And
that will be the next topic of the podcast, won't
it? Yeah, I think so. I think what we're going to do is we'll discuss it. And, you know, if someone wants to tweet us or talk to us about what they think we want to talk about next, you know, we'd love to hear that. But I think the next one, we really want to talk about gear. Don't we want to talk about what you need to buy before you get your bike, ideally, in my eyes.
Yeah, what you want to be buying, what you want to be looking at, prices you want to be paying, different budgets, things like that, and we'll talk about that in the next podcast, Lunatrix UK.
So if anyone wants to tweet us at Lunatrix UK with what you bought for your first venture,
or if you want, or if you want to tweet us about your experience,
how
as
much
well,
you spent on it,
on what you did for your test as well. If you if you're old school like me and you did your test as a gag, or if it's the new stuff and you did your test like meth. You know, let us know what your experiences are. Email us at lunatrixuk@gmail.com. You can tweet us at lunatrixuk. At the minute, that's it, because we don't really want to go any further than that at the minute.
Yeah, we're just trying to get it going.
Yeah.
Right, so
that's
done.
That's I'm Boyd Adams, signing out.
San Andreas Met, thanks for staying with us.
And I'm Chris Pace, retweet.
'Unless you
you can add it now if you want.
Unless you add the last one from the first podcast.
What was the first one? What do we have to record afterwards?